You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Did you remember that the scripture says, in fact, it was Jesus who said, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. He that is faithful in what belongs to others will be faithful with what will be given to him. There is one thing God gives to every one of us every day, and he measures how faithful we are to it. What is it? God gives every human being 24 hours to see how we will manage it. Did you know that it is equal to everybody? There's nobody that gets 25 hours. Everybody gets 24 hours. And God is seeing how you will manage it. If you can't manage 24 hours, you can't manage God's purpose. And sadly, many people are wasting that 24 hours. In fact, some people will even say it with their mouth, I want to while away time. That basically they are simply saying, I want to waste time. Ask yourself, what do you do with each day that God has given you? Did you know that what your life will amount to is what you do with every day? Don't think that there are some special days that are coming. You know, people have this illusion that there is a future that is coming. There is no future coming, brethren. What you have is today. These 24 hours that God has given you, don't think a day will come when you begin to live a different life. It is this life. Ask people who are old. That's how they kept thinking that something is coming. Some of them are 70, some of them are 80. We have people who are 90. So don't expect that something dramatic is going to happen. Nothing dramatic. God is giving you every day to see how you manage it. You will mismanage 24 hours and then you will ask God to give you your purpose, to put something in your hand to manage, to give you people to manage, to give you resources to manage. When you will just sleep in bed for 24 hours, you will just waste it. Ask yourself, can you account for 24 hours? Did you know that you must be accountable with your day? Many people have never been accountable without they live their days. They really don't sit down to say, what did I do today? In the scheme of things, have I invested in these 24 hours? Have I used it well? Do I deserve another 24 hours? If not, that God is merciful. Did you know that the way many people are living their life, they don't deserve another 24 hours? So God is watching how you manage 24 hours. He gives every one of us 24 hours every day. How do you use it for him? Look at what he says. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. He says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time. That means that 24 hours, put it into good use. When you read the parable of the talent, sometimes you think it's just money. But God has given all of us 24 hours talent. What do we do with it? Did you know that you cannot accomplish anything in life but in time? Everything people accomplish, they accomplished it in time. Whatever Joseph accomplished, he had time to accomplish it. Whatever David accomplished, he had time to accomplish it. Everything that Paul accomplished, he had time to accomplish it. They were all determined by how he spent each day. Don't waste each day thinking that there are some days coming that will now become useful to you. Every day you waste is a future being wasted. Ask yourself at the end of each day, what have I done with today? In what way have I made today to count for God? Every single day of your life that does not count for God is a waste. Every single day of your life that you did not spend it to glorify God is a waste. What did you inject in that 24 hours? If God is going to mark 24 hours today and say, today I'm going to mark you just based on the last 24 hours, what will be your score? How would God grade you? Will God be satisfied? Will God rejoice? Will God be happy that the 24 hours that he gave to you, you have invested it correctly, or you have spent it gisting, empty gist, empty talk, empty argument, just walking about, just wasting it, just idling about. There is no laziness in the kingdom of God. There is no place for laziness. Before you ask God to give you something, what he has given you, manage it well first. There is 24 hours that is given to every one of us. Every day that you are still alive. Did you know those who are dead, what is denied them is that 24 hours. They no longer have it. You and I that are still alive, we have it. Let's make it count. Let's make it count for Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.